road that would allow sitting even in the pedestrian use zone upon application.
So you're fine with the way it's written?
We think this is well within your reasonable time, place, and manner authority. Yes.
All righty, thanks. Sue, so would you, is Commissioner Saltzman on the line? Okay.
You don't have a quorum.
No, we have a quorum.
He's not on the line. Where's the quorum?
The quorum is 3 of 5, sir.
Where's the third?
Am I invisible? Am I invisible?
No, I think I was invisible.
No. Sir, we have plenty of lawyers here advising us on what is a legal meeting, so I appreciate your question, but we're not going to engage in a cross-the-room banter. You've had a chance to testify. You had a chance to testify, sir.
Okay.
Are we ready? Unless there is any concerns, objections from counsel, Commissioner Saltzman will be voting by phone. Sue, can you please call the roll?
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you all for being engaged in this. I think this is a reasonable ordinance, and I didn't think the previous ones were particularly reasonable. I don't think that managing the sidewalks with where you can be on foot and where you can be sitting is unreasonable. I think, as I said, I think it's like dividing the street to where you can park and where you can drive and where you can ride a bike. And I appreciate the concerns. What this does, and let's be very clear, this legalizes the right for anybody to sit, lie, stand, panhandle, do whatever they want on part of every sidewalk downtown, except where there's a safety concern because the sidewalk's not wide enough. So it doesn't allow the police to move people on. If they're sitting in the place where they're allowed to sit, then they can be there as long as they want. They can do whatever they want. I understand that there's a lot more. Actually, you have to go, right, Commissioner Fish? I better not make a long
go ahead, please. Speech. Take your time.
I know that there are many other points that we need to work on, and we are committed to working on them. We need more. We need to be very careful about equal enforcement, and particularly between people in sidewalk cafes and people in garbage cans and plants and other things that block the sidewalks. We need to work on bikes on sidewalks and the dangers of that and skateboards to pedestrians, looking at the issue of selling crafts on sidewalks and other street performers. We are working on controlling dogs and looking at the rights of those who use guide dogs as well as those who use mobility devices. And, of course, the need to help those who are on the sidewalk because they have nowhere else to go. And please don't doubt that this council is sincerely committed to that. I believe this ordinance does give people who have nowhere else to go a place where they are right, where they have the right to be. So in closing, before I vote, I'd like to read from the message I got yesterday morning, from the Julia West House. We at the Julia West House support the adoption of the sidewalk management ordinance. So do many of our guests. It seems most reasonable to us that a portion of the sidewalks be maintained as pedestrian thoroughfares. Keeping the sidewalks usable for everyone is necessary if we want to maintain livability and access to services and businesses for everyone. The proposed ordinance does not seem harsh or unreasonable to us, nor does it seem to target or criminalize homeless or low-income residents of our city. The sidewalks need to be open for everyone to pass. The sidewalk management ordinance will help us continue to be good neighbors. That's from people who have been demonstrating to care about people who live outside. I care about people who are living outside. I'll continue to work on this with the Sidewalk Management Advisory Committee. And I thank you all, those of you who've participated in this. And we'll continue to watch and make sure that it works the way we hope it will. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you. I guess we slipped out of order a little bit. But first, I want to thank everyone who has participated in this great debate, both at all the hearings, including today. And I want to assure someone who raised the question of whether we are listening to the testimony and trying to sincerely engage the issue, and I can tell you that I believe all my colleagues are doing so. And I have considered carefully all the points of view and have had a chance to hear from many of you, both in public forums and private dialogues. I believe that this proposal is a common sense and balanced ordinance to regulate competing uses on public sidewalks. And I thought it was important to hear from my friends at Sisters about the efforts that, frankly, they are making voluntarily in front of their own space to try to bring some order to competing uses. And I take that to be a sincere effort to regulate competing uses done by people with the best of intentions. And I believe this is a sincere effort to regulate competing uses done with the best of intentions. And the fact that Commissioner Fritz and the mayor have taken the lead on this gives me additional confidence that the intention is just. Now, I'm the housing commissioner for the city of Portland, so for me, I have a particular concern about some of the arguments that have been raised. And since they have been raised, and the question is, why are we talking about homelessness and housing? We're talking about it because some of the arguments that have been raised against this address those issues. And so I would say it would be disrespectful not to engage those issues since they have been used as primary rationale to ask us to vote against it. So there has been a lot of discussion about the First Amendment impact of this ordinance. And I don't think there's anyone on this council that has staked out a firmer claim on the First Amendment and its implications in public spaces than Commissioner Randy Leonard. And the concerns that he has raised and have been brought before us have, I think, been incorporated into this ordinance to make it stronger. An issue has been raised about this particular ordinance targeting one class of people. I would not be a party to any ordinance which targets any group, including the homeless. I spent over 20 years as a civil rights lawyer and most of my adult life as a housing activist. And I would never be a party to anything which I thought intentionally or de facto targeted any group. Some have referred to this as sit lie too. Well, I was actually in the courtroom when the judge who threw out sit lie laid out his rationale and gave a sort of a treatise on the applicable law. And as I said to a number of people coming out of that meeting, I would not support any son of sit lie. Sit lie, sunset. This is not sit lie 2, 3, 4, or 5. To call it sit lie is to, I think, try to shift the focus away from what this does explicitly and what it's intended to do. I understand the argument behind that, but I disagree with the characterization. This is not son of sit lie. One issue that is of great concern to me is the idea that has been advanced by many of you that the enforcement of this would criminalize homelessness. How could I, as the point person for the city dedicated to ending homelessness, be a party to criminalizing homelessness? I have spent most of my adult life looking for creative ways to end homelessness. I do not believe this is about homelessness one way or another. I'll come to that in a moment. But I would hope if people listened very carefully to the assistant district attorney and to our counsel and read this fairly, there not only is no intent to criminalize homelessness, but there is no way that this could be construed or enforced in a way to criminalize homelessness. And to those who have said, and many of my friends have said this, we would prefer that you use the club of a criminal statute to regulate your sidewalks, I say that is turning logic on its head. And to tell me that the only way we can regulate uses on a sidewalk is to use a criminal statute is tantamount to saying the only way we can regulate the free flow of traffic on the highway is to use a criminal statute, and I do not understand the logic of that argument. To those who have said that this impacts on camping, as many of you know, I have taken the lead on camping in this city, and I've staked out a position which has frankly not won me a lot of friends and admirers in any community, because I believe we have to get to the root causes of camping, and I'm deeply troubled by the current laws that we're applying. But that said, this particular ordinance covers the period between 7 and 9, and therefore, whatever our views, if any views that we have in this room on camping, the enforcement of this ordinance does not spill over and cover the hours when people would normally be sleeping. Now, because this issue has come up time and time again about the root causes that bring us to the cause of ending homelessness and addressing affordable housing, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that I share the sense of urgency that everyone here has expressed about ending homelessness, about providing affordable housing for families and low-income people in our community, and for ending the injustice of too many people that have no safe and decent place to call home. That's why we have an ambitious ask with our federal delegation to substantially increase funding. That's why I believe the Housing Trust Fund, which Congressman Barney Frank established, needs to be funded. That's why I believe we need a HOPE 6 grant to revitalize existing housing. That's why I'm fighting for more Section 8 vouchers. It's why I'm trying to end discrimination that applies to Section 8 voucher holders. That's why I am going to fight like hell over the next couple of years to get a new dedicated source of funding for housing. And that's why I and my colleagues have been working with the mayor to maintain adequate levels of funding for housing during a down economy when there are many other competing claims on our dollars. But this being the second year when we have to make some tough trade-offs, and I am ever optimistic that when the mayor makes his announcement tomorrow at 10 o'clock on the budget, that once again he has the courage to put housing at the forefront of our funding priorities at a time when we're forced to cut other programs. So I concur with all my friends here about the root causes of homelessness and the unhoused and the great inequities in our society that have led so many people to be put into precarious positions. But respectfully, I think that we as a city have not only the right but the duty to come up with common sense rules for regulating our sidewalks as long as they're constitutional. And while I will not be the one to pass on that question, I'm satisfied that this is constitutional. And if someone wants to challenge it in court, as with prior efforts, I will live with whatever ruling the court makes. And so on the matter before us, I've given great thought to this, and I've had a chance to hear many voices. And I have concluded that it fairly and constitutionally addresses something which is the city's duty, in my opinion, to address, which is competing uses on the sidewalk, and therefore I vote aye.
Adams.
Well, my colleagues have said it far better as usual than I can. I really do appreciate the testimony over the past, ever since we began discussing the draft ordinance last August. And then the last 6 weeks as we looked at this draft. This is a very difficult issue. This is one of the hardest issues to manage of any city anywhere in this country. We have listened to all views. We've chosen to take what I think is a balanced approach. But we've looked for insight even in the extreme views of both sides of this issue. And we've got a lot more work to do. But our job is to fairly, as you've heard, fairly manage the public realm. And that's what we're attempting to do here. Aye. Council is adjourned. Good. Thanks.